Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick Not Picard Stewart and Justin GeneralsJoe's Bell, as always, really. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe, Full Force Weekly. Gentlemen, what an exciting week it's been. There's been quite a bit of news, actually. Not for a change. There's always something. Usually, there's probably something now. Actually, something probably happening right now that we can't put on this episode. Have you done the obligatory 80s tease check, Pat?
Not yet, but you'd like me to, sure.
Yeah, just do that in the background. Search classified and see what new figures we've got coming. Because you know barbecue's going to be on there at some point, don't you? I want bets now on what is the next new piece of art they're going to reveal. Justin, what do you say?
Barbecue would be the easy one. I'm going to say Ice Cream Soldier.
Perfect. Pat, what do you reckon is going to be next up? On the spot. You hate it when I put you on the spot.
Yeah, I do hate it when you put me on the spot. I'm going to go with Predacon.
Nice! Nice. I'm going to go with barbecue because that's the easy one and I think I'll probably win. Right, let's get on with the news then, guys. And first up, we have some classified code word news. Last Friday, the Anything Joe's podcast lads, Greg and Jaron, posted images of a brand new set of G.I. Joe classified code words directly from a Target System handset. The list of code words were a mixture of codes we'd seen before and some brand new ones, including Jupiter, Scorpio, Zenith, Meteor, Betelgeuse, Rigel, Europa, Centauri, and Gamma. This is going to be a Space Force or Star Brigade, isn't it?
There you go.
We are aware of Zenith previously being Moonshine and Meteor being the new name for Carpenter Bug. The remaining names are brand new and could very well relate to new standard or movie classified characters. It's quite possible that we are looking at new names for the recently revealed movie classified figures, of course, but could also be a new group of figures planned for later this year going into 2022. Either way, it's great to see that we will be getting more new figures in the line, and I can't wait for Yojo June, where we will likely see this new product. Guys, how exciting is it to see even more code words? I know, Pat, you love it when we get new code words, don't you?
You know,
sarcasm. Hashtag sarcasm.
Right, exactly. It doesn't really. They don't really mean a whole lot to me, other than to watch you squirm and squeal and wonder what they could mean and work them out. Try to work them out like there's some kind of puzzle that I don't know. I mean, the G.I. Joe character roster is so huge. These could be almost anybody. So it'll be fun as we start to plot in some of the answers. But I think that if I was Hasbro, I probably would mess with you just by making up new code words.
Yep.
Arbitrarily changing them, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to do it now. They know how much I love seeing these new code words. They're just like throwing random stuff out there now. Well, I'll just call this one Peter. There we go. That'll really have him going. Oh, could it be? Yeah, going through all the file names in the from the file cards. Justin, if you're a betting man, what do you think we're likely seeing here? Do you think we're seeing new code words for like the movie classified stuff? Do you think it's actually all brand new product? Because we know two of the code words have been used for other characters in the retro lineup, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, I think it could be a mixture. I mean, personally, I'd almost rather see characters named Scorpio and Centauri over, you know, Barbecue and Airtight or whatever. You know, those names sound a lot cooler. Give me some Beetlejuice, man. I'll be all over that.
How good would it be a G.I. Joe Beetlejuice figure? Just like they'll get like, who would they use? What's that guy? What was the scientist in Valor versus Venom called
the vet?
No, the scientist, the bad guy with the hair.
The scientist with the hair.
Yeah,
there was Hotwire, but he wasn't really in Valor versus Venom. He was.
What was it?
Was it
a convention?
Be in Robot Rebellion, and then he was in the convention.
My bad.
Card set and all that stuff.
My bad. Okay, yeah. So if they had him, but they decked him out in Beetlejuice colors. That was the only one
fantastic
I could think of with ridiculous hair. Who else has got ridiculous hair?
Well, I know. I mean, like Carpenter Bug. What figure was that? I can't remember. Was that a Cobra Trooper?
We don't know what Carpenter Bug is,
okay,
but we've guessed. We've put a guess out there because obviously we've had Carpenter Ant and Carpenter Bee so far. So our guess is that it would be a female Cobra Trooper. That's just a complete guess based on a puzzle that probably isn't there. Knowing what Hasbro have been like with these code words.
Oh, yeah, they're some totally of it, random.
Yeah, a lot of it does feel like that. I mean, some of it felt like they did it on purpose. Like, Dung Beetle for Duke made sense. Scorpion for Storm Shadow made a lot of sense. It was like, you know, letters lining up with kind of, you know, their code word, their code names and everything.
Yeah.
So, but like, we get to this point. We've had Carpenter Ant Cobra Commander. We've had Carpenter B Cobra Trooper. Carpenter Bug popped up a while back, and we just were kind of like umming and erring. Could be a female Cobra Trooper because Bug was Akiko's code word, which has been unearthed recently, was Ladybug. And that was one that had a few people kind of thinking it was going to be Jinx, it was going to be one of these kind of characters. Turned out to be Akiko, and the bug aspect being of a female character, you know, it just seems too obvious to me. It seems like they're doing that. Maybe it could be too obvious, but we'll see anyway. But yeah, Carpenter Bug is one that's popped up now. And
maybe it's the Cobra Viper. I mean, that's sort of, you know, Carpenter side of things. You know, you get Cobra Trooper, Cobra Commander. Maybe it's the Cobra Viper.
That's
I don't know, but
a very good point again. I think Cobra Viper turned out to be Sonata.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't have another code word attached to it. But when Firefly and Viper dropped, it was... I forget what Firefly's one was now. This is where it gets confusing. It just I'm like reporting on it all the time. Just forget it instantly after kind of doing the video. So
yeah, they come up with all these ornate insect names, and you get the Firefly, and it's like it's totally something else. I mean, yeah, they give up on the insects once an actual insect is released. Yeah.
Chicken Man. Okay, well that's code words, and there's not much else to really go through there other than we just think it's going to be. Well, you know, could be bloody anything. We're the worst, aren't we? Anyway, next up, in classified redeco news. Earlier in the week, Histank reported that the recent G.I. Joe classified redecos of Duke, Scarlet and Roadblock have officially been given their own UPC codes, Hasbro codes and a brand new designation of Field Variant. Originally, they had shared the same codes as the original releases, which caused confusion with customers who didn't know which version of the figure they would be getting when ordering online. Walmart have updated their system very recently, as well as a number of other retailers, so locating and ordering these particular Field variants shouldn't be an issue going forward. Scarlet and Roadblock will be available in an assortment with Zartan and the Cobra Infantry, packing one of each of these variants in a case of two of each of Zartan and the Infantry. Pat, you're going to need all of these now, aren't you?
I've already got them pre-ordered on Big Bad Toy Store. So,
were you happy that they did this? But I should say that I think a few people have found that stickers have been put over the barcodes now on these new ones. So it could mean that you need to find those as well.
Interesting. Actually, passed.
You just ruined his day, Chris.
Well, I don't do packaging variations.
Oh, okay.
And I still never got Beachhead with the brown eyes.
Ooh,
so
I did.
A bit deflated from wanting to collect all the variations of the 6-inch line. I may cut myself off, or at least try to. Maybe not. I don't know.
Don't be silly. Just go nuts, mate. Get them all. Buy them all.
Buy 10 Beachheads on eBay. You're bound to have something in there.
I know this has already been mentioned, but I noticed something the other day on a couple of... I think there were... I don't know, I'm just pulling out Cobra Island stuff just to piss everyone off.
You talk about the supports on the bottom?
Yeah, I had an instance of two infantry figures, one with these little, you can see them, I think, if I get close up, with these little kind of like little support elements on the box. How can I show this properly?
On the fold. You're showing it right now.
Yeah, we can see it.
Can you see it now if I do that? Can you see it now if I do
that? On the fold of the flap, there are like some cuts that cause there to be almost like little legs to help the thing stand up. There's, on a shelf.
Yeah, like three little bits that stick up. One, two, three, like that. Like a little triangle. And I know that's already been mentioned. I know we've talked about it in the past as well, Pat. But like, I was interested to see that it was on the same figure I had. And I'm thinking, oh, do I have to find every single figure with this and without? This is going to be like the most painful collecting thing ever now, isn't it? But I mean, I'm probably not going to do that. But I just noticed that the other day that I had two of each. And I was like, bum, do I have to find every single one now? But I mean, It gets a bit ridiculous after a while, doesn't it, with all these different kind of changes they make, like running changes and package changes.
Yeah, sure. You know, I saw a Cobra Commander on the shelf at Walmart the other day, which was the first time I'd seen a classified series Joe in a long time. And I actually looked at the bottom to see if that was on there, and it wasn't.
Interesting.
So I thought it was interesting that a Cobra Commander shipping this late still did not have that change. So it could just be that he was manufactured without it, or maybe they're just never going to make that change for him. I have no idea why that would be the case. But I also saw Scarlet and Roadblock the other day, but I decided not to pick them up because I know I have the full case ordered, so I'm just not going to be too worried about that.
You are now. You're going to be like, damn it, I should have checked to see if there was stickers on there.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
this is like,
I'll check again to see if they're still there. I kind of doubt it. But
this is like when I asked you to get me another set of those dollar figures, and you sent them to me, and they were the variant ones, the variant pack. And I'm like, I still can't open any. This is agony. I have two sets of those things of each faction, and I can't open any.
Opened any of them?
Can't do it. Can't do it. I'm a mess of a human being. That's why. I will say though that the ones with the three supports stand perfectly, and the ones without kind of do lean forward a little bit. So I'm not surprised they. I don't even know what one they're going with now. I don't know if they're which one they've decided to stick with, or if they're just randomly going, what packaging should we use this time, guys? Who cares?
Nothing. It doesn't. They don't sit on the shelf long enough for it to even matter. So it's not a big deal.
That's also, some of them don't even get to the shelf, do they? Just come straight out of the box. anyway, yeah. So that's an interesting story that popped up. So now Hasbro have decided to call them field variants. Interesting name for it. Because effectively, if it's just a variant, it is just a variant. Why do you think they've gone with this new term for this particular run of figures?
I have no idea. Maybe to easily identify them, give collectors something really quick to be able to say. I don't think that they're implying field variant as some kind of collector's term as much as it is a term to identify this specific wave. And who knows, maybe there will be more field variants in the future where it's, you know, like a figure with a slightly different change. I don't know. It's a little odd, but it's helpful to us to find them. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely. One more thing, and I'm putting you both on the spot. And I'm going to start with Justin because Pat hates it. So he's got a little bit more time to think about this. Sorry, Justin. Uh-oh. I've also given you time to think about it, but not told you what I'm actually going to say.
It doesn't help.
What field variant do you want to see in the future?
Ooh.
Give me a repaint from the from all of the figures we've had that have, well, not that haven't had it. They may have already had it. That you may be talking about Destro or Cobra Commander. You may be like, I want to see a field variant of Cobra Commander. There's a figure we haven't seen much of. And also, I will mention at this point, while Justin's thinking about that, that earlier today, Cobra Commander Regal and Cobra Commander Snake Supreme with cheese went up on, I say that because it sounds like a burger, went up on Pulse for the premium members, and I think Regal is sold out after about 5 minutes, and Snake Supreme I think is still on there. So there you go, Justin.
They're both sold out.
Both sold out. Thank you very much, Pat, for that update. Anything on 80s tees, by the way? Nothing?
Nope, not okay. 80s tees. I checked. Okay. There's a new youth shirt. There's a new youth Snake Eyes shirt.
Oh, I saw that. Within like as a, in his like kind of G1 style. G1. In his vintage G1. Style. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there we go. There's some field reporting for the field variants. Justin, hit me.
Your average G.I. Joe collector have to buy like three of those and cut them and sew them together so you can actually wear them. yeah, that was terrible. I'm sorry.
6XL, I believe. That's what I'm wearing.
So I guess, you know, thinking about like what they've done for the field variants, it's been pretty somewhat minor color alterations. So I'm not going to say like Tiger Force anything like that. But I would say if I had to choose one, it wouldn't be for my personal preference, but for a lot of people, maybe take Gung Ho and make them a little bit more like the vintage version, kind of lighten the green up a little bit.
Bit of teal in there.
Yeah, just a bit of teal in there.
Just full on teal.
Exactly.
Just bright as you'd like.
Maybe, you know, powder blue. Yeah, so I mean, just alter that up a little bit. Maybe that'll make people happy. Although you'll have to do something with a tattoo too. I don't know if that field variant would qualify for a new tattoo on his chest. But yeah, that's probably the one that I would choose just to kind of stop some of the collector complaining. It's not really one that I'd want to see. I really like the Gung Ho color scheme that he's in. But yeah, that's what really comes to mind at this point.
You mean Gaucho? You want to see? You want to see the red vest with the?
I would love it. Actually, sign me up.
That would be really cool, actually.
That would be really cool.
Especially when I love what the club did with the Mexican flag edition tattoo. I thought that was freaking awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
Best move ever. Pat, go on then. Give us your field variant.
Well, putting me on the spot more was, I think, Justin this time, because that's totally what I would have said had I got...
It's what I would have said too, so it's
you
all
good.
You
know what, though? I did have enough time to think about it and come with a completely out of left field answer for you.
I've got one as well. Go on.
I'm going to go with Major Blood.
Ooh, you beauty.
Turn it around. And where it kind of looks like the Major Blood that we're getting is the one that's a little more subdued in colors, do the opposite that they did with the field variants and give us the Major Blood that would have come out with, yeah, I don't know if he had extra gold on him or other metallic parts, but the red eye, you know, give us that Major Blood as a later on variant.
That's a perfect example. The Love red it. Eye edition, maybe some sort of like, you know, texture effect on the metal on the arm as well. Rather than just being a black arm, just have like some cool metallic texturing going on there, or some weathering or silver kind of over, like, you know, a little kind of dry brush on there or something.
And I think it's safe to say from the looks of that figure, most of us would be happy to have two of that one.
Agreed.
Exactly.
That's a really good call. I would have gone for a Flint is what I was going to go with, but then have him in his slightly closer to Sunbow colors. And I know that would be probably more of a drastic, more drastic than a field variant, but I still think you could probably get away with it with Flint. In any case, that Major Blood is a great example, and Gung Ho as
Definitely.
Well. 100%. Great answers there,
I like
guys.
Pat's better than mine.
I like Pat better than you anyway, Justin, so...
You and me both.
That's not true. That's not true. I hate you both equally. That's all. I've been so horrible to you today. Off camera, I called them douchebags, guys. Can you believe that? They didn't deserve it. I mean, other than being douchebags. I'm just kidding. Again, what is wrong with me? I totally understand if you never want to be on this show ever again. Totally understand. Anyway.
No, I'm still riding your coattails, Chris. I'm not going to. Here goes Pat. Pat's out.
Pat spins on his chair and disappears. Like some sort of comedy exit. Anyway, speaking...
Like what he does when we start talking about the movie, he's just like, whoop, gone.
Of course, mute out, peace. Interesting you should talk about Major Blood, Pat, because next up, in Major Blood news... Hasbro have officially revealed their upcoming G.I. Joe classified series, Major Blood. Woohoo! Explosions. They posted an image to their G.I. Joe brand socials earlier in the week, officially revealing the figure on that Cobra Island diorama, which I absolutely love, by the way. The post was somewhat confusing, though, as it read, Major Blood continues his quest to hit shelves around the world. Stay tuned for Yojo June in a few weeks for more news and product reveals, including the official US release date of G.I. Joe Classified Series Major Blood. Which seems odd, considering the release date for the Target exclusive figure has been known for a while now, as either the 18th or 19th of May keeps changing, so it probably isn't that now. So waiting until a few weeks later to reveal that release date is rather pointless, unless, like I just said, that date is incorrect, which could very well be the case. We shall see. Also, no mention of the fact that he is a Target exclusive at this point, which might just be a ploy to avoid the inevitable online scorn for even mentioning the word, or the Voldemort. Or was it the store that will not be mentioned? Other than that, though, guys, are you happy to see that he is finally officially revealed, Justin?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. I mean, he's a fantastic-looking figure. I think we've all been really anticipating him ever since we got that, you know, minor clue that he would be appearing. You know, obviously, exclusivity is an issue. The way that Hasbro has kind of phrased this makes it a little curious. Like, is it truly a Target exclusive? I think obviously everybody assumes that. You've seen the Cobra Island packaging, which surely seems to indicate that. But with a Target release date of, like you said, May 18th or 19th, and yet they claim they'll reveal the US release date in June, does that mean he's going to be mass released in some form or fashion during Yojo June? Are they going to put, you know, six of them up on Hasbro Pulse to sell out in 8 seconds?
They're
going to
pull out Pat. They're going to pull out Pat's field variant in a standard release.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously they're trying to get some buzz going. I am, you know, it's a little disconcerting with the way sort of this reveal has been handled. The fact that obviously leaked images were shown, you know, well in advance. They didn't even bother to mention him during the big, you know, fan fest celebration they did.
Leaked videos as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, I understand you don't want to acknowledge the leaks, but if it's public knowledge and you don't even mention it, I don't know. And now we've got this release date that everybody knows, but Hasbro doesn't seem to be paying attention to. It just, whatever the truth is, it seems like a little bit of a show, which is too bad because the last thing this line needs is kind of more of that sort of unknown stuff. So I just wish they would address it, in a way that makes sense for collectors and come out and say, May 19th is not the correct date. We'll tell you in Yojo June, or give us some idea and not make us wait. I mean, June is a month away. You're going to make us wait another month while the fandom kind of gets all riled up. And keep in mind, this is all happening in advance of a big movie release, which, obviously a few hundred Joe fans, aren't going to matter much in the grand scheme of things, but wouldn't you want as much positive buzz as possible when you're leading up to a movie? And,
Yeah.
this just seems a little, I'm not real enthusiastic about the way this is being handled, but I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I think they're doing their best, and just, I think when all is said and done, I do suspect that Major Blood will be more available than people are thinking he will be. I know we've had a couple conversations, of course, with Hasbro, that and they really indicated that they acknowledged that they did not meet demand, initially, and that they are making changes. And obviously, changes don't happen immediately. So my hope is that, some of those changes are in place now. As we, I've already seen, it seems like Zartan and Cobra Infantry and Flint and Lady J are being found a little bit more easily,
Hey, I
it seems
found them.
like.
I found them for a change. So, like, what the
Yeah.
hell's going on here? Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, that seems to tell me that they are making the right sorts of changes. We'll see what happens when Major Blood comes out. But exclusivity aside, I think the figure looks amazing, and I'm really excited just to get it in my hands.
That's what Kitty said. Yes, I have to agree on that one. And I think it's funny because I look at other companies' reveal schedules, and it seems to go along the same lines. It's reveal like a teaser, and then an official reveal, and then a pre-order. The pre-order sells out just as quickly, and then
Yep.
we. It, but it gets. It's like a normal schedule, and I find
Right.
that. And I find that, Transformers is a bit similar to Joe in that you get all these leaks for months. You get images coming out, and then shortly after the first lot of leaked images, you get the official reveal. But everyone kind of knows about it by then. Like
Right.
I'm not a fan of the leaks, honestly. I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather have that official reveal be the official reveal and everyone sees it and it's like brilliant. But it just doesn't seem to work like that for Joe or Transformers, does it? Anywhere else though, they seem to have it together, and I'm not sure whether that's just because, the brands are more, like they know people are going to be more like inclined to like hit, react and comment and all that kind of stuff because it's a massive brand attached to a multi-billion-dollar corporation, as opposed to maybe like a smaller company with still with a decent brand, but like, is that what we're looking at here? I mean, Pat, what do you think about that?
Do you really think that's something that's specific to G.I. Joe and Transformers, or is it just that we're paying more attention to those brands?
Well, this thing, I'm paying attention to Turtles, I'm paying attention to, all the other different
Okay.
random stuff. Like, I.
I'm not paying as close attention to those other things, so maybe that's why I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, no, I don't. I guess I've just gotten used to there being leaks and that just kind of being a part of collecting. I mean,
Yeah.
for a while there, we were on this system of having twice a year where there would be official reveals. You'd have Toy Fair, and then you'd have the official convention, whether it was G.I. Joe or Transformers.
Yeah.
And those would be your times for reveals. And the rest of the year, especially leading up to the stuff that was going to be released around Christmas, it would all only be revealed through leaks. So it's a little bit of a different thing for me to expect every single thing in the line to have some kind of official reveal. I guess maybe that's what I'm not used to.
Yeah, it just doesn't. I don't feel like I've has been has there been the only thing I can really think of that from the classified line was the first day at Toy Fair when they revealed. But then hadn't Snake Eyes leaked before then? I think Snake Eyes had leaked before Toy Fair revealed, hadn't he? Snake Eyes Deluxe had leaked.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. I think pe some people have. I remember people having them
It
in.
was who's on
Duke.
sale overseas? Yeah.
Duke was
Yeah.
the one. Duke was the one that they, I think, revealed on at Toy Fair.
Yeah.
that hadn't been leaked.
Duke was the only one of that, and I think we knew. Well, no, because Walmart.com had that like little thumbnail.
Oh, the night before. Yes, yeah. I'm an idiot. I completely forgot.
So I don't know if any of them made it to Toy Fair without being at least partially revealed or partially leaked. I think all of them kind of did.
I know that in some cases they were officially revealed via like IGN or that kind of stuff. But
Scarlet was officially revealed.
Scarlet and Roblox, I think, revealed Roblox, at the same time, weren't they? Yeah. God, it feels like centuries ago. It was last year. What has happened?
It's crazy.
It was probably just over a year ago. That's nuts.
Landscape has changed. I mean, being a G.I. Joe fan has changed completely in the past just over a year. And I think people need to tap the brakes a little bit and realize that. I mean, look, last January, the December before, people suspected there would be something for G.I. Joe, but nobody expected what we got. And I think the amount of product we did get is pretty impressive, and the fact that there is enough G.I. Joe news to put together a weekly show every single week, that's a hell of a lot better than we were off, a couple of years ago. So,
I do scrape the barrel sometimes. No, you're right, though. You are totally right. It's crazy. In fact, sometimes I look at it and think, oh, God, can I just get away with this week? And then Thursday comes around and it's like, oh, 16 news stories. Brilliant.
Yeah.
But yeah, I totally agree with that. The landscape has changed dramatically. I don't know. I don't see that many leaks elsewhere. I know they happen, and I know they happen periodically. Like you say, Pat, I think there's an element of how much you're looking at, how much you're focusing on it. And obviously, we are focusing on G.I. Joe pretty hard. But
there was a Neko Turtles leak a week or two. Wasn't Muckman? Wasn't he kind of? I thought there was some leak around that.
I think you're right, actually.
I don't know. It does seem like. Maybe it's a combination of G.I. Joe's got some more limited releases. They're not releasing quite as much product. So when you do get a leak of three figures for G.I. Joe, it's like it's the whole wave pretty much. So maybe it's a combination of like not as much product and how frequent these leaks are happening. And that's kind of that all combines to make it seem like, there's just no surprises left. I was pleasantly surprised at the FanFest movie product. Get a whole lot of leaks in advance of that. I think we all kind of knew what figures were coming, but the figures themselves, the classified figures, I don't think we really knew what any of them looked like until that event. So they did a pretty good job with that one.
But. You're right. They also officially revealed the kids stuff before it was leaked in any way, shape, or form as well.
Exactly.
You're right. Yeah. And again, you're right. The information was out there. That's kind of what happens with Transformers a lot, isn't it, Pat, as well? Like they'll have reams and reams of like, here's all the figures coming this week, and it's like you're just waiting for the reveals to come up, aren't you? And invariably you do get those images kind of popping out beforehand.
Yeah, I mean that situation's at least a little bit different because you also have Takara doing their own reveals sometimes. So sometimes you'll have a magazine will show up with a few Transformers reveals in it, or Takara will be showing something independent of Hasbro. But yeah, a lot of it is somebody has found a list of toys in some store's inventory system, and it's just a matter of time before we plug them in.
Yeah, sneaky. Anyway, that was about Major Blood, apparently. Next up, in enamel pin news, just to bring it back down to earth for everybody, guys. Icon Heroes revealed their first sets of official G.I. Joe enamel pin badges for SDCC, and they have a very crimson focus. The Crimson Twins, Tomax and Zaymot comprise of one set and utilise their vintage card art poses, and the other set is of Profit Director Destro in his 2007 con-exclusive card art pose, and a Crimson Strike Team Baroness in her vintage card pose, just rocking that red deco. Each limited edition hard enamel pin is individually numbered and packaged on a retro style 6x9 card back. The pins and card back are packaged inside a clamshell box to keep them safe and secure when not in use. They will be limited to 1,000 pieces and will set you back $30 for each 2-pin set. They are previews exclusive, so you'll be able to pick these up at your local comic store, but make sure you get them to order you a set before the 7th of June. They should be in stores by the 14th of July. Oh, and you can also order them from Big Bad Toy Store. Link in the description. interesting choice to go with these characters and the decos off the Bat Lads, but I guess as an SDCC item, it kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're going a little bit outside the norm, but yeah, I mean, I think they're trying to celebrate San Diego Comic-Con. I like the selections. I think it's great. It's a little refreshing that it's not some of the same old, same old. But yeah, I think, you know, they're pretty neat.
I wasn't expecting Tomax and Zaymot at
no,
all, like first.
Especially, not at all.
Especially considering we got that Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow teaser as well, like, you know, about a week or so ago. So yeah. I was just expecting them to pop up. And then when the Crimson Twins pop up, I'm like, amazing. And I like the whole kind of Crimson Strike team theme as well. I mean, Pat, what are your feelings on those choices?
I enjoy them. Destro's always an interesting one whenever this pops up. We were talking, I think, a week or two ago about how prolific Pimp Daddy Destro stuff is becoming. He'll always be Pimp Daddy Destro to me. And to be honest, this pin is not the classified series figure. And to be fair, it's not the one that was the unreleased 97 figure, because it has the gold head. So this is pretty much a callback to the 25th anniversary SDCC figure.
Yeah, probably why it's an SDCC exclusive as well. That ties back, I guess, to that, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, they look pretty nice. I mean, I don't know if I'll be buying them. I see that they're also available for pre-order on Entertainment Earth.
Brilliant. Link in the description, guys.
Yeah.
He's lying. There's no link in the description.
I do all this work and no one ever checks, I guarantee it. Honestly, the amount of friggin' links underneath us is unbelievable. Anyway, yeah, so I'm quite into this, and I like the fact that they've done Destro in that deco and tied him into the Crimson Strike team. I kind of think that's quite a cute way, because obviously you've got the Crimson Twins, they're not necessarily in their Crimson deco like they were in the Crimson Strike team, but the fact they're the Crimson Twins and you've got the Crimson Strike team Baroness, I like that they've used that Destro to kind of tie a little theme together in a way.
Yeah,
they actually almost appeared in a set together before.
Go on. Give us the knowledge.
What was the name of it? It was the Cobra from 2007. What was that second? The Cobra Legion set. That's what.
Yes.
It was.
Right. I see. Yeah. I see.
Kind of late in the game, they got swapped out because it was originally going to be Baroness in red in there and Destro. Well, I don't think I should even say that it would be Pimp Daddy Destro, because it would have been the 1997 Destro. It was going to be in that set with the black collar.
Yeah.
I think that the idea was that Destro with the black collar was going to be in that set, and then the Destro at San Diego would have been Pimp Daddy Destro.
Makes sense.
Then they had reannounced things with that Destro being at San Diego with the black collar, like the initial pictures for it was that, and then they swapped things again with the silver and the gold, which I think ultimately was the correct decision. But yeah, these two were almost in a set together back in 2007. It's amazing how long ago that was.
Oh, why did you say that? What year are we in now? 26 or something?
Years ago.
300 years ago? Jeez.
Really that long ago?
Yeah, about 300 years. If my math is correct.
That just doesn't even seem real.
Hang on. Carry the Y. Reoccurring. Yeah, it's about 300 years. Anyway, that's enamel pins. I'm definitely gonna, I'll probably be picking these up. I think I've already ordered them actually on Big Bad Toy Store, I think. But yeah, I think they're quite cute and I do love the pins. It's quite expensive though, I'm not gonna lie. I was surprised when I saw they were gonna be 30 beans each. I was like, ooh, okay, that's sore, but I'm still gonna do it.
For a set of two, right?
Yeah, but it's 6x9 card. Is that 6 feet by 9 feet? Because if that's the case, really cheap. I'm not going to look like a human being.
I mean, that comes out to about $15 a figure. And I've seen a lot of these custom pins. Like if a fan...
That's true.
Just under $10.
Yeah.
So, I mean, having an official one for just a little bit more, and it's an exclusive, the price isn't too surprising to me. I would imagine they're going to be particularly low run as well.
1,000, I believe, yeah. So that's not bad. Anyway, yeah, so that's Enamel Pins and Icon Heroes. Nice to see they've actually revealed something officially now rather than tease some stuff. Still looking forward to that letter opener. Cannot wait for that. Anyway, guys, we're going to move now into the movie arena, which you know what that means, Pat. It means you've got to mute yourself and disappear for 10 hours. Oh, look, he's leaving.
I thought we could get my chair spinning as I left.
Need like a smoke bomb. You like go.
That's amazing. He just Batman Begin dust. Batman Begins us. Right, Justin, let's get stuck in then, mate. Okay, with Pat on mute, Justin and I will go through all one of the news stories in the world of G.I. Joe movies this week. And in Please God Let There Be a Trailer This Time news, big thanks to Cobb Vanity on Twitter for the heads up on this, but the official G.I. Joe movie Twitter account shared an article on People.com about Henry Golding presenting an award at the MTV Movie and TV Awards on the 16th of May. Congratulations to Mr. Golding, who keeps going from strength to strength in his career. I'm looking forward to seeing him on the show, although he better wear that new costume or I'm out. The actual People magazine article didn't mention whether we'd be seeing the new Snake Eyes trailer, but it's a good bet, seeing as the official account is making such a big deal about it. Considering the movie drops on the 23rd of July and there aren't many other opportunities for a big trailer reveal with as many eyes on screens before this event, it's a very good chance we'll finally see the long-awaited promo. We'll be watching this closely, but after the 50 fake-outs we've had so far, I wouldn't be surprised if Justin and I are sitting on a Zoom call ready to go live for about 3 hours just to watch each other cry and then hang up like all the previous opportunities we've had. Also, thanks to People magazine for inadvertently name-dropping us in their article as well. It's very much theoretically appreciated. Justin, what are the chances we will finally see the trailer at this show?
Oh my goodness, I certainly hope so. I mean, are we really going to sit through the MTV TV and Movie Awards?
Just to both going to be on trailer? This call, watching
Man,
it going,
I'm
are we...
47 years old, I'm way, I think contractually I'm not allowed to watch the MTV TV Awards. I think there's some like...
Legally, you're not allowed. You're on the register.
Right.
And he's not.
Exactly.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
But that is hilarious. I just have a feeling, because I mean, how many times have we done we've connected, we've gone onto Zoom, we're ready to go live, and it's just like waiting to press that button, and it's like, is this going to happen? It's not, is it? And then you get to the end and you're like, right, mate, that's another evening for us. See you later.
Yep. Oh. Exactly. Yeah, I suspect. Well, I don't know. I mean, this would be the perfect opportunity for them to do it. I don't really watch this show enough to know that whether or not they do use this as a launching pad for trailers. It seems with Golding as the host, it would make a lot of sense. Like you said, we're kind of running out of opportunities to get a lot of eyes on a specific trailer. You know, I mean, there isn't really any huge sporting events between now and July 23rd. You know, yeah. San Diego Comic-Con, I don't know if they're doing an at-home sort of thing, but there isn't going to be that really. And really, that doesn't usually happen until the first or second week in July anyway. And are they really going to save the trailer for that?
A week before.
No kidding.
The
world debut of the Snake Eyes trailer during the Snake Eyes movie. All right.
There is something I didn't mention on the news burst, which kind of didn't dawn on me, but I thought, you know, we could see it before this. We could see the trailer before this, and then the movie awards could be an opportunity to see like a featurette or to see like more behind the scenes footage or trailer 2. You know, there's all these kind of different options that I didn't really kind of go into any details with on the actual burst. Could you see them doing it, dropping it beforehand?
It's certainly possible. I mean, I wouldn't complain. You know, we're about 10 days away from that now, so they're kind of running out of chances to do it before then. But yeah, I would be all for it. You know, every time, you know, I've been paying a lot closer attention lately, kind of as trailers are being dropped, trying to kind of look at, you know, movie releases. I know we already saw the trailer for Shang-Chi, and that one's not due until September.
That looks awesome, you know, as well, doesn't it?
It does. That looks amazing. Yeah. So I'm really trying to, you know, and just, I think A Quiet Place 2 just released their quote unquote final trailer, I think this week. And that's another Paramount feature. So I really paid attention to that too, but that, look at him. But that was just the final trailer. They've released other trailers for that movie, and that's out at the end of this month, I think. But so yeah, I'm really running out of reasons why they haven't shown it yet, but I just want to see it.
Oh, so do I. It's like at the point now where if I do see it, I'll probably just explode in like confetti.
Okay,
I'll just turn to human confetti, which is kind of gross, isn't it? But yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. Mate, in any case, I'm going to be watching it. I swear to you, I'm going to be watching that whole thing.
I probably will be too. Yeah,
just in case.
Are they streaming it? I don't know if they're... I would imagine they're going to be streaming it.
I'm going to have to find MTV on something, aren't I?
Yeah.
I bet it's on... Like, I do have like a couple of channels. I have like... I'm not sure what it's going to... Well, obviously it'll be on MTV, but I'm not sure if there's like any channel like that on any of the streaming services I have. I'll have to look and do some research on that. In any case, that's a me problem, not an anyone else problem. And I could always steal it. I'm just kidding. I'm not condoning that. I'll cut that out. I won't. Anyway, Justin, thanks for jumping on to chat about the latest absolutely. Movie new. I would say news, but there's only one of
them. There's only one, yeah, so it's just a new, yeah. Hopefully soon we'll actually have news instead of just new.
I'm going to cut the S off on the logo for this bit of the weekly. Anyway, let's get Pat back in the game for shout-outs. And now we will never get... Oh, how did he know? How did he know?
He could just—he sensed a disturbance in the force.
Oh, so I can listen in, you know.
Okay, good. So you're allowed to listen to us talking about confidential things. You just can't say them yourself.
That's right.
Brilliant.
All the information just goes this direction.
It's all one way with Patrick Stewart. Anyway, we are into shout-outs now, ladies and gents. And I'm not going to start again. I'm going to let Justin kick off this time. What? Because we know what Pat's going to say. He's going to say Phil. So I've ruined that for him, but he's going to have to say it anyway. Justin, who are you shouting out first and foremost, mate?
I want to give a shout out to Bill Murphy and Fresh Monkey Fiction. I was actually going to shout out them last week, but something happened and I wasn't able to be on the show. But after many, 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 many years, he was able to fulfill the Eagle Force Kickstarter. 5 years.
Was it? I was just kidding.
It's been 4 or 5, yeah.
Wow.
Something like that. Yeah.
Impressive.
They had some run of pretty unfortunate luck along the way, but managed to get the figures, I think, mostly shipped out. And people seem to be really enjoying them, and I'm just really happy to, you know, I played a role in the figures. I wrote all the bio cards. There's this comic book handbook that I contributed to that was a lot of fun. So I had a little bit of a personal investment in the line, so I'm really excited that they were able to make that all happen. I know it's a few years too late for most people's satisfaction, probably for Bill's satisfaction too, but the fact that it happened,
he delivered. He delivered.
Yep, he delivered. So it's all good. So that's probably my major shout out. I do want to shout out actually Boss Fight Studio as well. They actually, and this is another one I was hoping to shout out last week, but they the April subscription box that they sent out was really, really cool for me. If anybody on this call has seen it with all the blue feet, it was.
Are you going to give him give him an explanation then, Justin, about why blue feet are synonymous with you in Boss Fight?
Yeah, it's I placed an order and I can't even remember. Like, I think wasn't it your fault, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah.
Myself and Andrew Franks. He said, "We're gonna have to put something in Justin's box." Kitty said. And he said, go upstairs. There's an entire load of blue feet in a bin. Just stick them in a bag, seal it up, and put it in the box.
I opened this box. I thought it was going to be just another box of great, great Boss Fight figures. And there was this bag that was this big of just blue feet. And
River Styx Guardian sandals.
Yes, and I still have it. I should have pulled it out, but no, I got it. I got it actually in a little tote right next to me. But
I think there was one blue hand in there as well.
Oh, see, now I'm gonna have to rip it all out. But no, it was really that was just it's been a funny joke, and it's been kind of an inside joke that's gone on for a while. And then I opened this April subscription box, and it's just freaking blue feet everywhere. So,
it's like, was it like
it
socks?
It was hilarious. There were socks. Yeah, there was a pin.
Yeah.
A pin with like a severed blue foot on it. You know, of course, the River Styx Guardian figure itself.
Amazing.
And blue accessory sets. And plus I think the item menu was a picture of Stonefist as well. So it was just all, it felt like a love letter. So thank you, Boss Fight. That was much appreciated. I really loved receiving that. You know, thanks to Chris for kind of kickstarting that little joke. And it was good stuff. So big shout out to them for that.
You're the only one that got that box. Everyone else got like normal.
Everybody else got something else.
Huh? Everyone else got good stuff. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, that was actually a lot of fun. And I remember the day vividly and speaking to Andrew, and we were just trying to come up with what can we put in this box that's going to either be really pointless and also free up some space. So, yeah, I think they've still got bins and bins of those feet. Don't ask
it's
me
hilarious.
Why they ended up with that. Factories, mate. Factories. Yeah. Anyway,
inside of toy production, yeah.
Yeah. Pat, what about you, mate, for your shout-outs?
Well, you've already given one of them away.
I know, I'm an a-hole for that. I didn't flash his picture up, though. So now you can do it properly.
Right here.
Bing!
Okay, shout out to Philip. But then Justin said that you had kick-started the joke with Boss Fight. So that kind of jogged my memory that there's a Kickstarter going on right now that we should shout out.
Big shout out there from Pat. Yes.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why did I not put that in there? Why is that not in my list of shout? Thank you, Pat.
I'm going to pretend that I didn't mention that because I was waiting for you to do it, Chris.
I have also dropped myself right in it by not just going in the flow and be like, yeah, Pat, we meant to do that the whole time. So, yeah. Go on then. Do you want to go for it then, Pat? Explain.
Sure. There's a Kickstarter for the Action Force The Battle Years, the book that looks amazing. Wonderful photography, which is one of the main reasons why I'm actually looking forward to the book, is that the bits and pieces that we've seen so far of it really look amazing.
Oh, gorgeous.
Vintage figures in... It's almost world building looking at some of those images.
Yeah.
You know, seeing some of the things that are put in some kind of context. It's really nice. So looking forward to that. It's currently live on Kickstarter.
Link in the description. Brian Hickey, Paddy Lennon. Yeah, big shout out to you guys for doing absolute amazing job with that, because it looks fantastic. And we've actually been given a few exclusives to post up as well on the Facebook and Twitter pages. So keep an eye out that. We just posted one, I think, yesterday of a full shot of the Q-Force, and it's kind of like above and below the water. It's gorgeous.
Oh, I love that one. Oh, it's amazing.
So good, isn't it?
And it's all practical effects too, right? There isn't any Photoshopping. He actually built it all out, and yeah, it's so amazing.
He's like proper old school, Brian. He'll build everything, and then he'll line it up and get the lighting right, and he'll take the picture as is, so there's no messing about with it after the fact. Even like, he's even done a Visionaries one with a hologram coming out of the guy's chest, and he did it using a mirror and projected the shot onto the glass in between. It's honestly, the guy is genius. We should start calling him the human Photoshop, shouldn't we? Brian Human Photoshop Hickey is what his nickname is going to be from now on. But yeah, again, go pledge, because it's going to be an amazing book, and big book as well, especially if they meet all the stretch goals. And it's doing well so far. It started strong. It's kind of ticking over a little bit at the moment, but obviously this little period of time is always a bit low in Kickstarter, so we need to kind of power through that, and then at the end hopefully we can start reaching some stretch goals. So shout out to those guys. Good call, Pat. Excellent work.
It's an official book, is it not?
Also official, yes. Hasbro and Rebellion kind of have signed off on this, so this is an official book, which is amazing. That's amazing. Cannot wait to see this in its entirety. And we'll be, like I said, we'll be posting a few more exclusive Full Force pages up on there very soon as well. So anyway, yes, that is Total Action Force The Battle Years. Right, yeah, so as always, big shout out to all the family and to my wonderful wife, Kate. She's just gone out to pick her mum and dad up from the airport. They're coming to visit us for the weekend. We haven't seen them for like over a year, so obviously she is well over the moon. And I also am. I'm not going to say the in-laws are coming. Can't stand them. No, absolutely love them to death. It's going to be awesome. They're going to see the dogs for the first time in ages as well, so that's really nice. So all in all, yeah, lots of fun stuff happening in the McLeod household. To Brian Sauer, as always, who continues to create some amazing graphics for us. And he even got me more Shang-Chi Build-A-Figure Marvel Legends in the week. Yet to arrive yet, but I'll shout you out when they get in as well. But thank you anyway, Brian. Also shout... Oh, we also picked up that Warhammer figure I've been after that I haven't been able to find yet, the Blood Angel. So I'm really excited to actually get that in the post. Thanks, Brian, again. Shout out to Dave Tree, who popped up on What's On Your Mind earlier in the week. Dave Tree, an alumni of the Full Force, one of the original founding members. He was like Eagle. He was like the SAS squad leader of the team. I was Phones and Eddie was Kraken. but anyway, he was on What's On Your Mind earlier in the week to explain that Rollout Roll Call could be returning in October. as well as a home shopping special online version of the show this year as well. So good luck with all that, Dave. And we'll post whatever kind of, you know, whatever comes out, we'll share it. He also revealed this cool mini comic, which I'm showing on the screen to my left, probably. I don't know, wherever it is, that's where it is. That came with the vintage Atari Action Force game. Parker distributed Atari in the UK and rebranded the G.I. Joe Cobra Strike game, along with this cool mini comic edition. Note the pre-release look of Space Force pilot, security trooper, and patroller. Very awesome stuff. Again, thanks to Dave for like letting us talk about that and share it as well. So that's really cool stuff, bud. Shout out as well to Cobb Vanity. I did call him out when we were talking about the actual news item earlier on, but he, on Twitter, Cobb Vanity that is, for giving us heads up about the Henry Golding presenting at the MTV Movie and TV Awards this week. Much appreciated, fella. And I know you felt a bit annoyed that you weren't shouted out on the news burst that I did. But it was always going to be coming here anyway. So just so you know, big shout out, mate. To Eric Aranya, for getting me another Cobra infantry figure. Which one was it, this one? For getting me another Cobra infantry figure, and for taking Kate and I out on our first excursion of the year after we got our second doses. We hit up the toy vault near us, and they had classified Flint and Jay as well. Yet another Cobra infantry. And this Jurassic Park Amber Collection Dennis Nedry that should be on screen right now. So thank you, Eric. Really appreciate that, mate. This is a big one. Massive shout out to Word Burglar, who dropped yet another Rap Viper colorway tee a few days ago, this time in a yellow and black, homaging the Battle Android Trooper. A purchase of said tee will also get you a digital download of our most recent collaboration, A Letter from Snake Eyes Part 4, produced by yours truly, me, with cuts by More or Less. The tees feature that gorgeous Rap Viper design by Cody Peters. They range from extra small to 6XL and will be made to order with shipping in June. They cost $25 Canadian, so find the link in the description below and get to purchasing. And as we said last week, and as we always say, we stand with the Asian and Pacific Islander communities in saying stop Asian hate, and will continue to do so. Follow the links in the description if you want more information or just want to do more to help. And of course, to our patrons, listeners, viewers, all of you guys that support us, thank you so much. I'm crying. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And lads, thanks for joining me for yet another weekly, really solid weekly again this week. Stop saying week.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, thanks again.
Is it though? Do you really want to do this? I feel like this is all under duress. People are like people are doing videos where they say, look, you can see him blinking in Morse code. Justin's going,
help me.
Help me.
No, it's good. It's good. I enjoy it.
Good.
I was willing to come back. I left and came back.
That's actually really true, despite what I was calling you guys. So
he had his escape and
he had his out. He didn't have to come back for the shout outs and say anything nice about the Kickstarter that Brian and Paddy are doing. He didn't have to do that, but he did. So I appreciate it. Anyway, guys, thanks very much. Another weekly in the bag. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for watching the Full Force Weekly. Massive thank you to my awesome co-host Patrick, not Picard Stewart, and Justin General's Joe's Bell. See you next week. And as always, after three, one, two, three, Full Force! That was dangerously good. How did you get that so close for a check? That's, well, there you go. Done.
We're all on the same wavelength.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/thefullforcepodcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.